Few announcements before the homily. Right after Mass, Father and myself and Johnny will go over to Our Lady's statue for the Miraculous Medal Novena. We do ask that if you're going to stay, and we hope you all will, that you remain in place for social distancing and your protection. Also, the daily briefing again at 4 o'clock today. We'll have a lot of good information for you. And tonight, of course, we have the Adoration Hour and benediction to follow, as well as confessions during that hour. I believe it's at 8? 7. 7 to 8. Sorry. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When I stand at this ambo, what I say may not be eloquent. The words may not pull at your very fiber to move you to change if change is needed, or to stay the course if you're already on that narrow path to heavenly eternity. When they come from me only, they are just words. But I pray that while the words are just so-so, that the message is from God through His Spirit. It's not just myself who says this or feels somehow inadequate before the face of God as he tries to do God's work. No, these are the sentiments of Paul also in today's first reading. Paul tells us that he preaches the gospel with a spirit that is in awe of this responsibility. He admits his inadequacy, and moreover, he tells us he is more than a little afraid of what it takes to satisfy what is asked of him by God. He has been called by none other than Jesus Christ himself to bring the word of salvation to the Gentiles, to pagans, to those who don't even know the one true God. What does he do, being faced with such a daunting task? He throws himself upon God's mercy and the power of the Holy Spirit, and speaks not a human message, but a message that is from and of the Spirit, a message that is from and of God himself. My friends, what Paul is telling us today could just as easily have come from any bishop, priest, or deacon who's tasked with standing at the ambo and sharing God's word, God's message of hope, his message of faith, his message of love with the people God covets for himself, the people God so very much loves. That's you and I. Some of these appointed messengers he's blessed with the gift of eloquence, others not so much. But to all, he has and continues to offer his Holy Spirit to give them the words that all who have an open heart will be able to understand. As you sit in the pews, straining to hear God's message for you, judge not the messenger, but look only at the message. What is it telling you? How does it help you with your life's struggles now, today, here? This word is for you, a message directly from God who knows where you are, from God who knows your needs. God would give you words of encouragement and, yes, if necessary, words of warning. But what happens when we come to Mass not to hear God's word of love and hope, but turn our minds and hearts to judgment of the messenger? Just look at today's gospel passage. Jesus is back home in Nazareth and is privileged with declaring God's message to his people. It's a message of tremendous love and hope. Jesus is the anointed one upon whom the Spirit of the Lord rests. He's the anointed one who will bring glad tidings to the poor, proclaim liberty to captives, give sight to the blind, free the oppressed, and proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord. But this message escapes those present because they want not God's word, but a show for their entertainment. They came not with open hearts, but with closed minds that only wanted to see if this Jesus could really perform miracles. And what happens when the message falls on deaf ears, or for those who did hear, found the message unacceptable, and the recipients instead judged the messenger? They looked to kill the messenger, to throw him from a high precipice. Are we all that much different? Do we come at times with closed hearts and closed minds, looking for a preconceived idea of what is right and of what we want to hear? And what do we do when the message is not only different from our expectations, but shows us the error of our ways? Do we search deep within our being to see the truth? Or do we look to kill the messenger with irate emails or slanderous gossip? My brothers and sisters, God's words are for you, not against you. They are meant to raise you up, not tear you down. Come into this holy place with an open heart and look for God's personal message to you. Look to learn so that you will leave as a soul closer to the narrow way, a soul closer to God, as a soul that will be better armed to meet the challenges of your life, and as a soul that will be able to see God's grace working within you. As you approach the altar today, promise Jesus that you will always try to enter his house with a heart that is opened to his word, whatever that word may mean to and for you. May God bless you.